Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
He inspires small business.
We can teach these barbarians a lesson in Western methods and efficiency that will put them to shame.
He tells it like it is.
I realize how difficult it's going to be in this godforsaken place where you can't find what you need. And there's the challenge.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
With all due respect, sir, I believe this is going to be our finest hour.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thanks very much for staying with me. My pleasure to continue to be with you. As always, I'm very excited about having our next guest back on the show. Debbie Meyer is a great member of our Brain Trust. She's an entrepreneur extraordinaire. She is an inventor par excellence. And if I find out that she played a musical instrument, we'd call her a Renaissance woman. But she might even qualify for that otherwise, because she is a smart lady and she's got so much to teach you and me. She's done a great job of running her business and growing it from nothing, from a blank sheet of paper, and everybody, but ladies especially, find out what Debbie thinks and you'll be better. You'll be a better operator of your small business. Debbie Meyer, welcome back to the show.
Well, thank you. And by the way, I play a mean kazoo.
Well, there it is. Then there you have it, folks. She is a Renaissance woman. Debbie, it's good to have you back, folks. If you're familiar with the green bags that Debbie invented, my favorite is the cake cutter. She's invented so many great products for households and for families to use. And Debbie, one of the things that I know that you've been talking a lot about lately and thinking a lot about is organization. Talk to us about some of the things you've been working on.
Okay, Jim. You know, I'm a big fan of organization, because to me, organization keeps you in control. And you feel better when you know where everything is and you can, you know, lay your hands on things and retrieve things very quickly. And I've talked to many people, including accountants, about people who are running their businesses, whether it's from their home or it's from an office. And their businesses look like a bomb went off. The business side of the office looks like a bomb went off in it, because people are so cluttered. They don't know where things are. They don't know how to put their hands on things. And it's, you know, I mentioned to you one of my favorite quotes, and it's, you know, it, when you're up to your butt in alligators, it's tough to remember your first objective was to drain the swamp. You just lose focus when you're distracted by so many things. And I think people, you know, first of all, it gets big and bigger and bigger and bigger, and then people go, well, I don't even know how to clean it up. I don't know how to do anything. So to me, the best thing is simplify. You simplify everything. The most sophisticated system won't work if it's too much trouble to use.
Why do you think some people just refuse to get organized? Now, I have to say that I'm not fastidious about being organized. I mean, I don't mind a little clutter around me, but I know where things. I mean, I know where things are, and I don't let it get out of hand. And I'm sort of organized in a little bit of a messy way.
Well,
it doesn't bother me if there's sheets of paper on my desk or
no,
whatever.
No, that doesn't bother me at all. I don't think it doesn't have to be a clear deck. That does not have.
You don't
to
have to be a neat freak to be organized.
No.
I guess is what I'm saying. What do you think?
Organized is not. Does not mean that there can't be a thing on your desk.
Because you and I both know people that are such neat freaks, they don't ever get anything done.
That's right, because they're constantly putting things away. My whole thing is organized means you know where everything is, there's a system for retrieving it, but you don't have to have everything you own and everything you're doing in front of you every minute. Creative clutter is great. I invent things. I have to have some creative clutter because I have notes and drawings and things around me when I'm working on that segment. But what I like to do is diarize. If I know I have to, maybe I'm going to speak at some event and I have to start writing on a certain date, that goes in a diary. I don't pile up all my research and information on my desk and leave it there. The note goes in the diary. The night before I'm going to start this, or the evening, you know, the day before, I start pulling out the things and putting them in a pile so that the next day when I'm supposed to start, I'm ready to start. I don't spend all my time getting ready to do something.
So part of your organization strategy is to be prepared.
Exactly.
It's not reactionary. It's not reactive. It's proactive.
Exactly. And listen, I'm a pretty low tech girl. My favorite thing is still a pen and paper. So, you know, I write lots of notes.
Right.
I make lists. I do all of this. But in the end, what I end up doing with those things is scanning them, putting them in my computer, and filing them away so I can find them again. Not
right.
having a pile of pieces of paper and going, when did I do this? What was this from? You know?
Yeah.
It's a very
well.
Very
important... I think that's a great way to think. I mean, two of the things that I've taken away from this is you being proactive about what you're going to be doing and not reactive.
Exactly.
And being organized doesn't mean you have to be a neat freak. Debbie, give us your website quickly, please.
DebbieMeyer.com.
DebbieMeyer.com. Check it out, folks. Quick break, 22. We come back. We're going to talk about not being isolated from everybody else. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.